coach. But starting us off with an opening comment, we'll open it up for any questions after that.
Talk into the mics, please.
Okay. We did not, you know, get the outcome that we were looking for. You always come to the state finals to win the state finals, but these young ladies, this team, have been a blessing to the coaching staff, to the school, and the community. And I'm just very proud of their efforts. And we came up short today, but I couldn't be prouder of being a part and being able to travel with this team to the state finals.
What's your thoughts on the ball game?
First of all, I give credit to Jackson Dell. I mean, they're a very nice basketball club. Coach Smith does a great job with his kids. They shot the ball very well, and unfortunately, that was kind of our undoing, as we did not shoot the ball as well as what we normally do. Some of that could just be their great defense, and some of it could be just the basketball game. Shots just didn't go down for us that it normally do. But the thing I'm proud of is our kids never gave up. You know, we were down 23, and we came back, got the lead down to 10, and we were right there. We felt really good about it entering the fourth quarter. Unfortunately, we just didn't get a couple defensive stops we needed to get at that time with that 10-point difference. And unfortunately, we couldn't climb the hill emotionally one more time.
Gary, was that the story? You just missed some shots during that run to end the second quarter. I think they went on an 8-0 run and then started the third quarter with another run. I think they outscored you a total 15-2. Was it just as simple as some shots not falling?
Well, I think some shots did not fall, and I think, you know, we maybe got a little anxious sometimes. Maybe lost a little bit of our composure. Not a lot, but just enough that we kind of rushed some things, I think, in that span where we normally we would not do those type of things.
And then credit to your club, you fall down by 22, but the girls rallied and, it got cut to 10 points, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, and that's the way they've been all year. They're fighters, they fight back. You know, we had the same scenario in a sectional with South Central. You know, we trailed by as many as 17 in the third quarter against South Central, and our kids fought their way back. We got it down to 3 points by the end of the third quarter in the sectional and went on to win, and that's why I felt really good entering that fourth quarter being only down 10 points, and we could make that differential up if we could just get our defense and get some good defensive stops. And like I said, unfortunately, we gave up a couple baskets underneath to Rosie Newhart that we hadn't given up to her the whole game.
Courtney, how frustrating was it to you just not see the shots fall?
It's not fun to have an off night in the state championship game. But credit Jackson Dell. They played a great defensive game. Really threw, I think, all of us off. I mean, you guys can see this shot chart here. It was a bad day to have an off night.
What do you remember about this run? What does it mean to you?
This run has been unbelievable for the community. This game is not the end of it. I don't want to remember it by this game, but by the whole run.
Val, same kind of question. I mean, how do you remember this? I'm sure it's especially bittersweet for you.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Like Courtney said, I mean, it was a big thing for the community, and it was just great to see our whole team pull together. And a lot of people doubted us, but I mean, like Coach said, we came back in sectional. We made it through regional. We made it through semi-state. And I mean, I couldn't be more proud.
Courtney, you called that 78 boys team legends. You feel like you're kind of a legend now?
Yeah, ask me in 20 years that same question and I'll be able to give you a better answer, but I think we'll be remembered for a very long time at Argus.
Gary, has the experience for you personally sunk in, and just what this ride has meant to you? Just talk about that.
Well, it may not completely yet until you have time to sit down and think about all the great things, because you know, in your run, you're just very busy all the time. And but like I said, I do appreciate the kids that they fought so hard during the season. You know, we finished 24-4, and that's an outstanding record. And to make it to the state finals is an enormous and a once-in-a-lifetime experience for some people. You know, it's very difficult to even get here. There's many, many great coaches that never get here, many, many great players that never make it to the state championship game. And so it is special. And we told the girls all week that, you know, just enjoy the experience. You know, relish in the opportunity you have, because it's all good. Maybe the outcome wasn't what we wanted, but there's nothing bad with being state runner-up in 24-4 on the season.
Coaching, a few of the girls are going to be coming back next year too. Just talk about the sort of, I guess you could say, a powerhouse at this point, coming back with all the experience you're going to have.
Yeah, exciting. It will be exciting next year, I think. I think we'll be able to make another deep tournament run, but I don't want to take away from this tournament run for sure.
Does getting to this point this year kind of tickle your taste buds? Do you want to experience this again?
Oh yeah, definitely. I know we all do. Everyone returning next year will definitely want to be back here in the same position to prove that this isn't us that showed up here. We'll be ready. We'll work hard again this summer and in the fall and be here.
What's the one thing you can take from the season and to work on for next year, hopefully, and back here with the state title?
Everything. Everything can always improve, I think. We'll have to adjust to a whole new team, all the new players that come in and the new roles that we'll have. But I think we'll be able to have a good team again next year.
Coach, it seemed like you were trying to use Kaelin Barlow to set high ball screens to help get Courtney free, but it seemed like Jackson Dell was defending them very well.
Right.
Just switching on those high ball
screens. Well, they were setting down and in a lot, you know, almost made it like a matchup zone almost, and they were, you know, clogging the middle so Courtney could not do a dribble drive, which is, you know, that's what you have to do to defend Courtney. You know, she's great at off the dribble penetration. You know, Courtney knows when to take the ball to the basket and score it. She knows when to dish the ball out to Val and Macy, who are outside shooters, along with Shannon Miller. And then she knows when to dish the ball down to Kaelin Barlow. And we were trying to get that type of scenario, so we had either a dribble drive, a roll to Kaelin, or kicking the ball out to our shooters. And, you know, Jackson Dell did a nice job clogging up the middle and preventing us, you know, from getting all the way to the hoop sometimes. As we didn't get there as much as what we normally do, but you anticipate that when you play an excellent team in state finals.
Those two fouls on Kaelin early in the game, did that miss change you guys' game plans before instead of trying to get it inside, they force you guys to take more for her shots?
Well, you know, that was big. And we talked to, you know, it's big not to have Kaelin in the game because as a senior at 6'2", she's a big, you know, presence in the post, had done an outstanding job in a semi-state playing defense as well as in the regional. And with not having her in here, you know, limited maybe some things that we could do. And so then we were forced maybe to do some things from her not being on the court that normally we, you know, would not do. So, in your assumption, that is correct. It was a big difference not having her in the ball game in the second quarter and half the first quarter, I believe, right? Or take it out.
So many media timeouts.
Second foul with 327 in the first quarter.
Yeah, I thought she was out some first. So yeah, that's big. She's a big part of what we do. So.
Coach, how effective was Jack Sundell's offense against your matchup zone? It seemed like you had actually more success in the man-to-man than your matchup zone. It looked like they were putting a player in the high post.
Right.
Was that Haley Runs or the younger day, or the freshman Mariah Day, who could hit maybe the 15-foot jump shot or kick out to the wings for a 2 or 3 point shooter?
Yeah, we were in our switching defenses that we played most of the time, back and forth between man and 2-3 zone and man and 2-3 zone. And that concerned us that they had so many shooters. You know, they could hit the shot. They were very similar to us. You know, we have 3 or 4 kids that can hit the 3-point shots as well. And that concerned us some. And give, like I said, give Jackson Dell credit. I mean, they made the shots. You know, we did the best we could because at this point in stage in the game, you know, our kids have done a great job playing defense all season. And, you know, you're not going to change what you do necessarily. You make some minor adjustments to try to stop some of their best players. But unfortunately, for us, you know, their shots went down.
Any other questions? Okay. Coach, ladies, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Coach, ladies.